The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Just have a listen to the words of David French, the brother of Valerie French Kilroy, as James Kilroy was sentenced to life in prison for her murder yesterday.
It appears her last words were, "What about the boys?" In a very real sense, I believe that Valerie died while fighting to protect her children from Kilroy. Valerie's husband killed her brutally, yet he retains all parental rights to her children. This is an absolutely ridiculous situation. Killing a mother is child abuse. Children have to be protected from abusers. Murderers in the UK have their parental rights suspended under what is called Jade's Law. This loophole needs to be closed to protect the children who are put in this hellish situation every year.
David French there, the brother of Valerie French Kilroy, speaking yesterday. Valerie's family, as you heard, have called for a review of the law to prevent those who kill their partners from having parental rights to their children. Sarah Benson, CEO of Women's Aid, do you agree with David French?
In short, we do, and I would like to share once again our deepest condolences and our thoughts are with Valerie's entire family and friends after an absolutely torturous 5 years waiting for justice. Now they have seen Valerie's husband convicted and sentenced yesterday, and throughout that time I know that her brother David, who you heard there, has increasingly been looking at that particular aspect of the law, and the idea that one could perpetrate the most appalling betrayal of trust with one's children by murdering their other parent and then still maintain control over decisions from prison when convicted in relation to things such as, you know, access to passports, access to therapy, what school they might go to. You know, that is something that we think absolutely does need to be reviewed, and it is in fact a recommendation of the very detailed, you know, very, very extensive independent report on familicide and domestic homicides, which was published over a year ago now. That actually is contained as one of the recommendations, that somebody who has been convicted of murdering their children's parent, that they would, you know, lose their parental rights. And that then allows the care system, or indeed many kinship carers, and in Women's Aid, you know, we have contact with other bereaved families where it is grandparents, where it is siblings who are taking up the role of caring for children who have suffered the most appalling trauma that one can imagine.
So it's happened in the UK. There is already it's already law in the UK. It's been recommended here. Why hasn't it happened? Is it a particularly complex piece of legislation?
Well, I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know whether it is deeply complex, but in effect, I don't believe it is. It is a matter of will and focus. And that particular report I mentioned on familicide and domestic homicide deaths had 182 recommendations, which we are aware the department is now looking to put an action plan in place. But there are other things which one would think are just absolute common sense that just haven't moved. So we have this issue of guardianship rights being revoked when you have a convicted killer who has, you know, is sitting in jail, you know, undertaking a mandatory life sentence, and their children should be allowed absolutely unfettered to, you know, to lead their lives and make their own choices later as to what kind of relationship they wish to have with that parent. But there are other things such as inheritance rights, you know, and the Cawley family have for many, many years, you know, been trying to see legislation pushed through to say that one cannot inherit on the basis of having murdered the person whose assets you will then stand to gain. And it seems absolutely nonsensical and shocking that that should still not be law in this country, but it isn't. So I think, you know, there's a degree of apathy, and I think cases like this and the courage of families speaking forward yet again to point out that there are things that could really reduce the levels of trauma on those who are left behind to pick up the pieces after domestic homicides. There are things that could be done, and I would suggest could be done relatively simply.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Sarah Benson, CEO of Women's Aid, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.